Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I am not joking. Right before we came on to the airs here, Lindsay said, quote, "Oh my God, I can't wait to bring y'all some of these new meat sticks."
And you know what's sad? I realized that I had a whole conversation, a whole text conversation with TJ yesterday about meat sticks only.
Mm-hmm.
It went on for like 10 minutes and it was only about meat sticks. It's not your problem. It's my problem. I got a problem.
But yeah, she got a shipment of them.
Mm-hmm.
Riggins.
A shipment.
So now I'm starting to think maybe it was Jody. One of you guys sent me a link to a Bobby approved meat stick. Was it you or was it Jody?
I think that it was Jody.
Okay. Because after I mentioned it to you, you acted like you weren't really sure. So I'm like, maybe it was Jody. So I bought these meat sticks, Bobby approved, from this special company that only does meat sticks. All the meat you can think of, they put it in a stick.
What?
Fantastic. The best I've ever had. You just wait. You laugh.
Better than a Slim Jim, though?
Better than a Slim Jim.
Whoa. No way.
It's, I don't want to use the word moist because that's not the right term, but it's not greasy, but it's still
juicy.
Juicy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to love it. I can't wait.
Juicy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it juicy?
I like a juicy meat steak.
Can I ask you one question? Is it juicy? Is it juicy? Goodness.
Listen, they have maple bacon beef sticks or meat sticks. They have chicken meat. You're going to die.
Whoa. Mm. These are like artisan meat sticks.
Yeah. And they're not cheap, but they had a little sale.
Top shelf meat sticks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, I like to consider myself a top shelf meat stick.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I'm excited for this.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yesterday on the show, Riggins was still reeling from this embarrassing thing that happened to him last Friday. So it was actually humiliating for him.
I haven't recovered yet.
So here it is. What was it that embarrassed Riggins so much? It is part of... Not it's not part of, it is the In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
I had something kind of embarrassing happen to me on Friday, and I shouldn't be embarrassed by it, but I am. I like my beer every once in a while. And I was getting beer on Friday, and I always go to the same place because the cashiers there are friendly, but they're not overly interested in what I'm doing in my personal life. It seems like everywhere else I go and I get beer, they go, "Oh, you off today? You not working today?" Because I go in the morning after the show is over. It's typically when I'm out. So they don't make a big fuss about it. And I always do the same thing. I don't buy cases of beer. That might be shocking to you. I buy 18s.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad always bought 18s, 18 packs of beer. And when I've told this story before, when we'd be on a road trip and we'd stop at McDonald's, my brother would ask to get 2 sausage McMuffins with egg. And my dad would say, "You don't need 2. You can only have 1. And my brother would go, "I swear to God, Dad, I can eat 2. I swear to God." So my brother, now in his 40s, always gets his kids 2 sandwiches, even if they don't ask for them, because his dad wouldn't get him 2. For some reason, I always get 18. I get there, they're out of 18. So I get a case of beer, I bring it up to the cash register, and I'm talking to the normal cashier, and she scans my thing, and the manager pops out from around the cigarette wall and says, "You get the 18s, right?" And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "Sorry, yeah, we're getting more in." So now I've become the guy that they only recognize as beer guy. I mean, to come out from basically the back of the store to go, "You like 18s, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." is that we're going to get more of this. So I'm like the sole reason they keep those in stock, I guess.
And you know, they call you 18.
Probably.
Oh, hey, here comes 18.
Yeah.
That is such good customer service, though. I mean, I see how you would be embarrassed, but.
But I've realized this has happened in more than one place. It happens at the vape shop, too. I'm the only person that buys this certain juice, and they keep it in stock just for me because nobody else buys it. I'm like, do I have like that weird of preferences that all these stores, I am loyal, so I understand why they do it. But I guess I've just got unique interests.
Well, and they probably remember you because you're nice to them.
Maybe, maybe. But yeah, I don't want to be known as the guy who's always getting 18 cans of beer in the middle of the week.
Is 18 unusual to get? I don't buy beer, so I don't
kind
know.
Of. It's you get a 6-pack, a 12-pack, a case, which is 24, but 18 is kind of the odd size. But I like them because it's like getting cigarettes. You know, I never wanted to buy the carton of cigarettes.
Right. Because that means you're a real smoker at that point.
Yeah. And getting a case of beer means
you're drinking too much beer.
Maybe.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I only heard part of the story. Lindsay's kid is sick?
Yeah, her son.
Okay.
Her little boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I noticed she was out, but what? And he's got a cold, you said?
Well, we don't know. Maybe the flu. If it's the flu, it's a mild case of the flu, because I hear the flu can be, you know, wild. Yeah. He's getting better. He's just had a fever for like 3 days straight.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You know.
But you're past the point of like freaking out when your kid gets sick, right?
It's because it was constant the first couple years of school.
Yeah.
Constant.
I know she talked about some of the illnesses they had, hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah.
Lyme disease. I don't know. There was a lot of crazy illnesses they were dealing with, right?
RSV, hand, foot, and mouth, obviously COVID, the flu. I mean, we've had pretty much everything.
Yeah. Is that sort of the benchmark when you start to become settled into being a parent at two, when your kid is two? Like, you don't freak out over the smaller things. It's just part of the deal. Or does it take a whole child to come next before you sort of mellow out?
I would say by about three on the first one.
The first one.
But you can look at, and the pediatrician showed us one time when my kids had reached the age not to go to the pediatrician anymore. She said, I just thought I would show you this. This is Lainey's file, and it was huge, really thick. And this is Aiden's file, and it was barely in existence.
A couple of papers. Yeah, right. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
You get it all out of the way.
Yeah.
Right. But one of them gets more ear infections than the other, and then they have different things. But
And a lot of times they tell you now, don't come in for certain things because there's nothing we can do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just stay home. Just try to treat it at home the best you can.
Before
you make somebody else. Well, TJ, just to remind, a lot of pediatricians will take you up until you are 25.
Yeah.
And the only reason I know that is because I was going to a pediatrician well into adulthood, and I miss that pediatrician every day. Every day. It was the greatest doctor I've ever had. I wish I would go there now if I could.
But did they kick you out, or you just moved away too far away from them?
Yeah, I took like a real job in the city, and he wouldn't transfer my files. But listen, I still like, after my visit, going into the treasure box and picking out a spider ring or a Chinese finger trap. Or
stickers.
Stickers? Are you kidding? Erasers? I miss that. They don't have that at my doctor now.
Yeah.
And I'm paying much more. Something is amiss here.
Do you miss sitting on the little tiny chairs?
Yes. I miss the nurse coming in with a little cup and saying, I need you to tinkle in this cup.
Going in the bathroom and the toilet is tiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So how old were you when you got that last time, that request to go tinkle in the cup?
Yeah, I think I was 28, 29, 28 or 29. Dead serious. So,
and I wonder if it made the other parents uncomfortable to have all of their little kids in there at the pediatrician's office. And then there's a grown man that comes in and takes one of the rooms.
Me first. I'm like, get out of the way, kid. I was here first.
What is going on?
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I saw this lady on the social medias, and she said that if there are two guys in the car, they're friends, and the friend that's not driving, sitting on the passenger side, if he falls asleep, that's gay.
What? It's gay.
Yeah, that's what she said. Is it gay? Yes, that's gay.
Okay.
But I wonder why.
What does that mean?
Now, just saying, is that something? Looking at it from a different perspective, obviously it doesn't mean that he's gay, but is that feminine?
Falling asleep while your friend is driving?
Yeah.
No, that's not. I don't know. I don't even get the implication there.
Some people just want to try to create something and throw it out on the internet so that doesn't even.
Yeah.
Try to troll with stuff that's not even trollable.
Yeah.
Doesn't make because you feel so safe with your friend in the driver's seat.
No, that doesn't make, I don't think so.
I can fall asleep even driving. I mean, put me in a car and I'm falling asleep. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Call me gay then. I don't know.
Now, if she were to say you fall asleep in the passenger seat while your woman is driving, then that would make a little more sense. Like, oh, the woman's in control. Now I can relax and I feel safe and go to sleep and whatever. But even at that, I'm stretching it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Rob has fallen asleep while he's driving. He's done it a couple of times, but I don't think you could fall asleep in his car because there's so much garbage in there. I don't fall asleep when other people are driving. I don't sleep in the car.
You don't?
Never, never.
Because you want to be on the lookout?
Oh. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It feels selfish to be like, all right, well, I'm going to go to sleep while you're driving. Yeah. I'd hate that. Somebody did that to me.
Yeah.
You didn't even do it when you were a kid?
I don't recall, but I've never been one to sleep in the car.
Like if we're on a road trip and my son is with us, like when we went to visit our daughter in Nashville for Christmas, he does a lot of sleeping, a lot of, watching movies and stuff with headphones on or watching YouTube things.
Yeah.
So we don't even know he's back there most of the time.
I love that.
Yeah. He's enjoying it.
Do you sleep on flights?
No, never.
You've never slept on a flight?
Never. No.
I used to. Every time I loved it. Really? Every time I would get on a flight, I'd probably be asleep before takeoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I can't allow myself to do it anymore.
Why not?
Because I don't want to start snoring.
Oh. Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, it is pretty loud on a plane, so that's the good news.
Have you ever been on a flight with somebody snoring close to you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
I haven't been on a lot of flights, but I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Do you gently wake them up and just go, hey?
No.
Let
them sleep?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Let him snore. You got earbuds. You fine.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But I'd be afraid I would do one of those full on, you know, trying to catch your breath and stuff. Oxygen mask would be dropping down in my face. I don't need that.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, I don't mean to scare everybody because the danger is over. And nobody heard about this until the threat was over already. But the UK Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater. And they heard Russian drone subs. This is something where Russia drops listening devices on the ocean floor to track Britain's nuclear subs. So, of course, they went into, crazy mode of, we're being attacked or or infiltrated or whatever. But they said, okay, before we go any farther, let's analyze the sounds, make sure that that's what it is. And when they analyzed the sounds, they figured out it wasn't Russia's subs. It was whale farts.
Are you kidding?
Whale farts.
Wait, is this a joke?
No, it's true. There were two whale farts. It was just a gassy whale in the area.
They're like, mind your business, people. Mind your business.
Now, can you imagine what that would sound like out of the water? If it's that loud that these Navy ships can pick it up?
Yeah, that must be crazy.
I wouldn't want to. Well, I'd say I wouldn't want to find out. I would want to find out from a distance, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how loud it actually is. I mean, we're talking, is it as loud as a bomb going off? Is it the bomb?
It's got to be. I mean, it's got to be.
That would have been a great ending in Free Willy when the whale jumps over and it just farts. I didn't even know whales farted. I guess I never thought about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of their...
No, not their blowhole. They have butts.
Oh. I don't know.
Out of their blowhole?
I mean...
She was pointing at her head, so I figured that's what she was talking about.
They fart. Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. Do you call it a blowhole? I mean, I didn't know it was called a blowhole. I don't even like saying that out loud. It sounds...
It'd be like if you farted out of your nose.
Well...
Because that's what they use it for, is to breathe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
That's crazy.
Sometimes a snort, so maybe they... wonder if they snored out their hole.
So I wonder if it would be, you know, loud enough to... like break windows out of a building or something.
Yeah, maybe. It's registering on some sort of like earthquake meter or whatever they use. That's crazy.
Pull my flipper.
Yeah, I mean.
What are they eating that's giving them gas?
That's what I want to know.
Well, do fish give you gas? I don't know.
Kelp, maybe. A lot of fiber.
Did they eat that? I thought they just ate fish.
I don't know.
Maybe it's all the water. They've got a lot of like...
Yeah, salt water. Yeah.
Got the water farts.
And then what kind of bubbles does it make? I mean, in all seriousness, it probably, you know, it looked like a, what do you call it? What do they call when the earthquake...
Oh, a tsunami?
Tsunami, yeah. It looked like a tsunami.
Yeah.
No, just a gassy whale in the area, folks.
Sorry about
nothing
that.
To see here.
So gross.
That is gross.
All right. So hopefully more mature entertainment like this coming up with Now Trending next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, I don't mean to scare everybody because the danger is over. And nobody heard about this until the threat was over already. But the UK Navy was scanning for sounds of enemy activity underwater. And they heard Russian drone subs. Now, this is something where Russia drops listening devices on the ocean floor to track Britain's nuclear subs. So, of course, they went into, you know, crazy mode of, you know, we're being attacked or infiltrated or whatever. But they say, okay, before we go any farther, let's analyze the sounds, make sure that that's what it is. And when they analyzed the sounds, they figured out it wasn't Russia's subs. It was whale farts.
Are you kidding?
Whale farts.
Wait, is this a joke?
No, it's true. There were two whale farts. It was just a gassy whale in the area.
They're like, mind your business, people. Mind your business.
Now, can you imagine what that would sound like out of the water? If it's that loud that these Navy ships can pick it up?
Yeah, that must be crazy.
I wouldn't want to. Well, I'd say I wouldn't want to find out. I would want to find out from a distance, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, how loud it actually is. I mean, we're talking, Is it as loud as a bomb going off? Is it the bomb?
It's got to be. I mean, it's got to be.
That would have been a great ending in Free Willy when the whale jumps over and it just farts. I didn't even know whales farted. I guess I never thought about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of their...
No, not their blowhole. They have butts.
Oh. I don't know.
Out of their blowhole?
I mean...
She was pointing at her head, so I figured that's what she was talking about.
They fart. Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Yeah. But do you call it a blowhole? I mean, I didn't know it was called a blowhole. I don't even like saying that out loud. It sounds...
It'd be like if you farted out of your nose.
Well...
Because that's what they use it for, is to breathe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well... That's crazy.
Sometimes a snort, so maybe they... wonder if they snored out their hole.
So I wonder if it would be, loud enough to... like break windows out of a building or something.
Yeah, maybe. It's registering on some sort of like earthquake meter or whatever they use. That's crazy.
Pull my flipper.
Yeah, I mean.
What are they eating that's giving them gas?
That's what I want to know.
Well, do fish give you gas? I don't know.
Kelp, maybe. It's a lot of fiber.
Did they eat that? I thought they just ate fish.
I don't know.
Maybe it's all the water. They've got a lot of like...
Yeah, salt water. Yeah.
Got the water farts.
and then what kind of bubbles does it make? I mean, in all seriousness, it looked like a... what do you call it? What do they call when the earthquake...
Oh, a tsunami?
Tsunami, yeah. It looked like a tsunami.
Yeah.
No, just a gassy whale in the area, folks.
Sorry.
Nothing
about that.
To see here.
That's gross.
That is gross.
All right, so hopefully more mature entertainment like this coming up with Now Trending next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Season 29 of The Bachelor kicked off last night. 29.
Don't even feel right saying it.
29 seasons of The Bachelor. Grant Ellis is The Bachelor this year. I saw the trailer they were playing on ABC all day yesterday, and a girl walks up to meet him with a llama on a leash. And he's like, "What's up with the llama?" And she's like, "This is my no drama llama." Oh dear.
Llama Llama Red Pajama.
Surely they make them do those things.
I would imagine.
The producers and all make them look like fools.
Yeah. And then they did kind of a funny thing though. She was like, "This is my no drama llama. We're not doing any drama this year." And it cuts to like 15 scenes of the girls just sobbing and fighting and him start crying. I mean, it's a lot of drama.
Oh, he's crying in it.
He had like the one tear going down. I was like,
Oh no.
So, yeah, season 29 of The Bachelor.
Which right there shows that it's not right. They know those people like 2 weeks or something. If you're crying over a bunch of women that you've known for 2 weeks in a game show.
Yeah.
That's got to be fake, or either you're just, a dramatic person in general.
Yeah.
I think they definitely seek out dramatic people. But, they just get wrapped up into it. They're like, "This could be the one.
Yeah.
This could work out for me."
Yeah. I mean, you're on the Price is Right of dating shows.
Yeah, right.
Basically what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right. The feud between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni has ramped up in the last 24 hours. TMZ has a 7-minute audio message that Justin sent to Blake Lively. Here's the story. They're in a movie together. He's the director. She says, "I want to rewrite one of these scenes." And he goes, "Okay." And she said, "Come over to this restaurant and we'll talk about it." He shows up. She's sitting there with Ryan Reynolds and Taylor Swift. And the three of them are all going, "This is going to be way better for the movie." Putting the full court press on him.
Yeah.
And he's like a younger director. So he's got Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, and Taylor Swift all sitting at a table going, "We think this is just going to be great for the movie." He did not receive that well, I guess. So this audio message that he sent to her is him apologizing for his, I guess, startled reaction to the whole scene. It's right. Just a crazy mess. Ugh.
Yeah, the first thing I would have said is, what do you know about it, Taylor Swift?
What do you know?
Right.
You're not in movies.
Stay
totally
in your lane.
You never made a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like some of your songs.
You want to be on the soundtrack, then I'll listen to your ideas and stuff. But I'm not going to sit here and listen to Taylor Swift tell me about a movie. No. How to make a movie and what it should be like.
Yeah.
You should never gang up on a director, too. You know how they are to begin with.
And she's now, you know, she accuses him of sexual harassment, says he walked into her trailer while she was breastfeeding and made all kinds of weird comments. So it doesn't sound like he's an angel by any stretch. Right. But it also sounds like she's got this group around her that are going to fight for her.
Somebody interviewed the chef from Gossip Girl's set. Wasn't she on Gossip Girl?
Yeah, yeah.
And they said that she was just horrendous. And
really?
So she was terrible to deal with, and that she passed gas and burped all the time.
What?
Yeah, just going through the line getting her food, and she was just disgusting.
She was farting like all the time.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
And she thought she, and this is actually what he said, she thought she was entitled for everybody to stand there and smell it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, something along those
lines. Oh, my dear.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's silly.
Yeah, so this is a wild situation they've got going on there. But it's also National Kazoo Day. So pull out your old kazoo.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing more calming than a nice kazoo.
Plastic. I was first chair kazoo.
Is that right? Yeah. Dating red flags coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
As everybody knows, the common red flags in relationships: lying, cheating, lack of trust, poor communication, unresolved conflict. They say those are the most common red flags.
Stealing.
Yeah.
Roller skating. I mean, it could be a lot. I mean, it depends on what you're into, I guess. So I've got a bunch of scenarios here, and I want TJ and Lindsay, I want you to put yourself in a single person mindset. Go back to when you were single and tell me if you think these things would be dating deal breakers for you. TJ, you found out she spends her weekends stuffing dead animals and then proudly displaying them in her living room.
Not a red flag.
See, I'm thinking Lindsay would find that a red flag. TJ grew up in Louisiana. It was not uncommon to see taxidermy animals.
Right. That's what usually people would refer to it as, taxidermy, not stuffing dead animals and putting them in their living room.
Right. Well, we're also trying to sell the sizzle, you know.
I know. Yeah. I know, but I'm thinking you're being a little biased and judgmental.
It is stuffing dead animals.
It is a problem for me. So.
Lindsay, he's got a room filled with antique porcelain dolls. that he sometimes talks to, like, you know.
Bright red. It's on fire.
Isn't that quirky? You don't just see that as kind of like, oh, he's just like quirky.
No, like you run. You get out of there. Yeah.
She said that before you even said he talks to him.
I know. She
went, like, stop. That's enough.
TJ, you're dating and you find out she spends hours clipping coupons and has a basement full of canned goods that she got for practically free.
That's not a red flag.
Yeah.
No.
Totally okay with that.
I like canned goods.
Sure.
It's canned bads that you got to be careful.
That's right. She's thrifty. That's all.
Yeah.
Lindsay, he casually mentions that he has snakes at home, but they're not pets. He just breeds them to sell online. They're not pets.
Do I even have to say it?
It's a business.
Yeah, it's a business. Yes, they take your business somewhere else.
Is she ever going to walk in the door of a place that she knows there are snakes in there?
No, never.
TJ, you're dating a girl, and you find out that she carries ghost hunting equipment, and she claims to have made contact with spirits.
Yeah, that's red.
That's
a
red flag. Okay. Right. Lindsay, you're dating a guy and he decides he wants to start training for a competitive hot dog eating contest, and he's like, every evening he's like standing at the kitchen counter just slamming wings.
I'm sorry. Everything on this list is a red flag.
Well, TJ's had a couple.
I know. Survived. I'm just real judgmental.
Okay.
So picky.
I know. He's driven. He's trying to accomplish.
Is he driven? Driven to eat hot dogs.
Yeah. He wants to win.
Yeah. Well, and a heart attack.
Yeah. Let's see. TJ, you're dating a girl and she shows you her collection of moths encased in glass.
Yeah. That's a little too Silence of the Lambs for me. Okay. Right there. No, that's a red flag.
Lindsay, you're dating a guy and he spends his off time playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Come on.
No, okay.
Come on.
More red flags. Dude.
Yeah, no offense, Rob.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
I didn't know you were listening.
Always.
And TJ, you're dating a girl and she moonlights as a clown for kids' parties.
Oh, God. as long as I don't have to be a part of it or you know, any of that. It just depends.
But you're going to know.
Yeah.
She's but I mean, it's just nose still on.
Okay. Her wig's gonna be hanging up in the bathroom.
If she's hot, that's not so bad.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.